When Kamsa was killed, Krishna dragged his body around the wrestling arena, just as a lion drags an elephant after killing it. There was a great roaring sound from both sides as some of the spectators expressed their joy and others expressed their sorrow. The demigods, seeing the great victory of Krishna, began to beat drums in jubilation and also showered flowers and danced in ecstasy. After finishing with Kamsa, Krishna and Balaram immediately released their mother and their father, Vasudev and Devaki, who had been put into prison by Kamsa, and fell at their feet. Kamsa had made Vasudev and Devaki suffer so much simply because Krishna was their son. And when they saw Krishna and Balaram again, Vasudev and Devaki could not say anything. They simply embraced their children in great affection and remained silent, shedding tears incessantly.
So, the pastime of Krishna's killing the evil king Kamsa was ended. Many years had passed since Kamsa was first driving the chariot of his newly married sister Devaki, when a voice in the sky announced to him that Krishna, the eighth child of Devaki, would kill him. From that time on, Kamsa was always thinking of Krishna, and because of his constant remembrance of Krishna, Kamsa attained liberation and was promoted to the spiritual world. If Krishna is so kind even to those who are completely envious of him, we can thus understand how much Krishna is pleased by a devotee who serves him with pure, unalloyed love. Actually, God is great, but devotional service is greater than God because it attracts him. Let us all chant Hare Krishna and thus purify our devotional service and develop our love of Krishna and thus go back to home, back to God.
In Vrindavan, there are many falls that are always pouring water, and the sound is so sweet that it covers the sound of the crickets. The inhabitants of Vrindavan were never disturbed by the scorching heat of the sun or the high summer temperatures. The lakes of Vrindavan are surrounded by green grasses, and various kinds of lotus flowers bloom there. And the air blowing in Vrindavan carries the aromatic pollen of these lotus flowers. When the particles of water from the waves of the river Jamuna, the lakes and the waterfalls touch the bodies of the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they automatically felt a cooling effect. Therefore, they were practically undisturbed by the summer season. Krishna, the reservoir of pleasure, blowing his flute, accompanied by his elder brother Balaram and other cowherd boys and cows, entered the beautiful forest of Vrindavan to enjoy the atmosphere. Vrindavan is such a nice place. Flowers are always blooming. There are even various kinds of decorated deer. Birds are chirping. Peacocks are crowing and dancing. And bees are humming. The cuckoos there sing nicely in five kinds of tunes. Krishna and Balaram walked into the of trees whose flowers resembled peacock feathers. They were garlanded by those flowers and decorated with saffron chalk. Sometimes they were dancing and singing. And sometimes wrestling with one another. When Krishna danced, some of the cowherd boys sang, and others played on flutes. Some bugled on buffalo horns or clapped their hands, praising Krishna. Dear brother, you are dancing very nicely. Actually, all these boys were demigods descended from higher planets to assist Krishna in his pastimes. The demigods, garbed in the dress of cowherd boys, were encouraging Krishna in his dancing just as one artist encourages another with praise. To that time, neither Balaram nor Krishna had undergone the hair-cutting ceremony. Therefore, their hair was clustered like crow's feathers. They were always playing hide-and-seek with their boyfriends. Or jumping. Fighting with one another. Sometimes, while his friends were chanting and dancing, Krishna would praise them. My dear friends, you are dancing and singing very nicely. Catching ball with bell-shaped fruits and round amalaki. They played blind man's buff, challenging and touching one another. Sometimes they imitated the forest deer and various kinds of birds. They joked with one another by imitating croaking frogs.
Ribbit. 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 Ribbit.
and they enjoyed swinging underneath trees. Sometimes they would play like a king and his subjects amongst themselves. Once, while they were engaged in their transcendental pastimes, a great demon of the name Pralambasura entered their company desiring to kidnap both Balaram and Krishna. Although Krishna was playing the part of a cowherd boy, as the supreme personality of Godhead, he could understand everything. Past, present, and future. So, when Pralambasura entered their company, Krishna began to think how to kill the demon. But externally, he received him as a friend. "Oh, my dear friend," he said, "it is very good that you have come to take part in our pastimes." Krishna then called all his friends. Some of them took the side of Krishna, and some of them took the side of Balaram, and they arranged to play in duel. They began playing, and at the same time tended the cows as they proceeded through the Bandiravana forest. The party of Balaram came out victorious, and Krishna's party had to carry them on their backs through the Bandiravana forest. Pralambasura, who appeared there as a cowherd boy, carried Balaram on his back. Pralambasura was the greatest of the demons, and he had calculated that Krishna was the most powerful of the cowherd boys. In order to avoid the company of Krishna, Pralambasura carried Krishna, Balaram, far away. The demon was undoubtedly very strong and powerful, but he was carrying Balaram, who is compared with a mountain. Therefore, he began to feel the burden. And thus, he assumed his real form. At first, Balaram was surprised by the demon's appearance, and he began to wonder, how is it that all of a sudden this carrier has changed in every way? With a clear mind, he could quickly understand that he was being carried away from his friends by a demon who intended to kill him. Immediately, he struck the head of the demon with his strong fist. Being stricken by the fist of Balaram, the demon fell down dead. When the demon fell, he made a tremendous sound. All the boys then rushed to the spot. Being astonished by the ghastly scene, they began to praise Balaram with the words, "Well done! Well done!" All of them then began to embrace Balaram with great affection, thinking that he had returned from death, and they offered their blessings and congratulations. This way, Balaram and Krishna, along with all their friends, played all kinds of sports and enjoyed the soothing atmosphere of Vrindavan, full of rivers, lakes, rivulets, fine trees, and excellent fruits, and flowers. In the evening, Krishna and Balaram, along with the boys and cows, returned to Vrindavan, playing their flutes. Throughout the day, the gopis used to think of Krishna while he was in the forest, And in his absence, they were considering one moment to be like 12 years.
Thank you.